Welcome to One You Talk Show on Anchor Podcast, the podcast that's made just for you. My name is Tina. Now let's get this show started. I know it's been a while since I've made a podcast, but I've had a lot going on in my life in the last year. I was in two car accidents a month apart where I was ran into each time by young college kids. And the second one was a little bit more brutal than the first one. I tore my rotator cuff. And so I've been dealing with that. And then my daughter was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer. And in February of this year, I lost my dad. And then in March, I lost my grandmother. So I've been going through a really, really emotional time in my life. And I would like to discuss some of those experiences. But I think this episode, I would like to talk about my daughter's cancer. So I was with my daughter when she received the diagnosis, and I remember the doctor saying that her biopsy came back malignant for cancer, and I couldn't cry. I wanted to cry, but she started crying, so I had to be the strong one. I had to support her. This was her journey, and I was just going to be coming along for the ride as a supporter. And it broke my heart in pieces. I felt afraid. She has kids, so now not only was I afraid for myself, but I was afraid for my grandkids. I didn't know what the cancer would do to her, how bad it would get, how bad treatment would get, would she lose her hair? I mean, a lot of thoughts was going through my head, but she had a really great doctor who answered a lot of questions for us that we had, and who immediately got her on the road to aggressive treatment. So she had six radiation therapies, five therapies of radiations were internal, so it's called brachytherapy. And then she had she was supposed to have six rounds of chemo, but because her platelets and blood count got so low, she was only able to do three before they told her she couldn't have any more because it was dangerous for her. Well, when she received her diagnosis, my life stopped. My main purpose in life was to support her, going to her chemotherapies and radiation treatments with her, whatever doctor's appointment she had, I was there. And so for me, as a mother, It was difficult to see her go through it. I would have given anything to trade places with her. But I'm so grateful that I was able to be there for her. I'm so grateful that I was able to give of my time to accompany her to her treatment and to be there to support her. And I think that goes to the idea that it is better to give than to receive. We live in a time where everyone is me, it's self-gratification. People are impatient. They don't have time for others. They barely have time to have a conversation with you on the phone, you know, if it's not a quick text or messenger or whatever, like they don't have time. But I think that people miss the point that everything in life doesn't have to be about immediate self-gratification or always doing things that pleases or provide us with pleasure. Sometimes we have to learn to get pleasure from doing for others, for being there for others. That is what humankind is about. We're a family, whether we're blood related or not. We are all human beings here on this planet, and we all have a part to play. And in some form or matter, we all are obligated to at times reach out and help someone else besides ourselves. And so for me, I don't think I even thought about what I was missing out on. Like, I couldn't work. And but that didn't mean anything for me, because she was more, and she is more important than anything. All of my children are. And so I cannot begin to express how grateful I was to be there for her. And at this stage, the tumor is gone. So we're waiting 3 months to follow up to see if the cancer is actually gone. And for me, I find that a little bit scary, because it's like, in 3 months, a lot can happen. What if the cancer isn't gone and it's sitting there growing and spreading? Like, I find it difficult to understand why the medical process worked this way. I don't feel like it's an effective way to deal with cancer. And I didn't mention before, the month before my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, one of my really, really good friends had died from lung cancer. She had surgery and had her lungs removed. Well, one of her lungs, her left lung. And they told her the cancer was gone, but it wasn't really gone, I guess, because the lung is gone. They told her it was gone. But when she went to her three month follow-up, the cancer had spread it throughout her whole body. And like within 2 weeks, she was dead. And so, yeah, my daughter getting a diagnosis a month after that, it was traumatizing for me. And, but as traumatizing as it was for me, I know it was even more for her. I think that, the worst part of it was seeing her go through so much pain, because, in the beginning, she was in a lot of pain. She couldn't eat. She lost a lot of weight. All she could do is really just lay in bed and sleep. And I'm so grateful that I had so many friends who reached out and provided donations and helped the kids with toys during Christmas. Again, giving, it's a beautiful and amazing thing, and I feel so blessed to have had friends who reached out and helped during such a difficult time. And I want to take this moment to thank all of you so much. But moving forward, I am preparing myself, either way. Of course, I will be ecstatic and over the moon if the cancer is gone, but if it isn't, I'm also prepared to fight again with her. 'Cause that's my baby, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. So needless to say, I've been going through a really, really, really emotional time. And, I think I've battled with depression some, during the last few months. And I've had to try to manage it without allowing it to affect others, or letting others see it as much. And so I think I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts, because I feel like this is therapeutic for me. If I can talk about it and get it out, I know there are other people out there who have been through these experiences, and I'm here to support you if you want to talk about it. You can drop a comment on my podcast, or you can send me an email at whenyoutalkshow@gmail.com, and I'll answer back, because it's a very, very difficult thing to go through. It's very hard for the person with cancer, but I learned it's very hard for the supporter as well. And I think that there aren't really many avenues to help the supporters as there should be. So again, you know, if you need to reach out and talk to someone, I'm here. Do not hesitate to shoot me an email. Again, that's whenyoutalkshow@gmail.com. I'm just really right now trying to get into a good space, where I can manage my emotions better, where I could try to articulate what I'm feeling without wanting to cry. And I'm also just in a process of, I guess, of reprocessing everything in life. Thinking of new ways to reinvent myself, because I'm seeing how precious time is and how valuable it is to be able to have time to not only give to others, but also time to use to create a life for yourself that you're pleased and happy with, that you feel fulfilled with. And I think before I had gotten in a rut of just going day by day, doing whatever was necessary for the day, not really planning ahead. And so those are some things I want to work on and change, because, I've really been slapped in the face with the reality that life is short. Life is not promised. Whatever bit of health you have, appreciate it, because at any moment it can be robbed from you. And, so I really would encourage you all to do the same thing. Like, really take a journal and write down some of your goals. Write down some of your dreams that you haven't fulfilled yet. Like, it isn't too late. It doesn't matter if you're 55 or 60. If you're still alive, you still have an opportunity to fulfill some of your dreams. Don't give up on them. It's never too late. Like, literally take a journal and do this. Write sticky notes. Stick it on your computer screen or your bathroom mirror to remind yourself to do something for you today. Even if it's listening to your favorite song. To achieve a goal today. Even if that goal is balancing your checkbook. But make every day count. Do something progressive. Make the time count. Something else I feel like I need to work on in going through this with my daughter is, getting closer to my family members. Because I hadn't really been close to them like I should, because they all live in different states, and I really hadn't put in the extra effort to reach out to them. I mean, of course, we see each other post on Facebook and see the pictures and like and comment, but I mean, actually, like, picking up a phone, having a conversation, taking a drive out to visit. Because I really feel like, the time that I am with my sisters and brothers, I've really enjoyed it. it made a warm, fuzzy space in my heart, and made me nostalgic for my childhood, where we were close. But, you know, it's COVID, so we're not able to move around and do the things that we could before. But it's no excuse not to do better, even setting up like a Zoom call every week with them or whatever. I have to do better with that. And so I'm also going to work on that. But I just wanted to hop on today and do a podcast and just say I'm going to do better with my podcast. I'm going to make more episodes. I'm going to speak about things I'm going through, and hopefully someone can identify with it. Hopefully someone will reach out to me and I'll be able to provide them with some advice or some support, whatever they need. I'm here. I consider myself a humanitarian. I want to help make this world a better place. Please allow me to. That's my show for today. This is One You Talk Show on Anchor Podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.